Planning for the proposed Susitna-Wautana Hydro Dam is back on track. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission had delayed the project after finding some of the studies inadequate, but the agency reversed that decision after receiving appeals from Governor Sean Parnell, Alaska's congressional delegation, and state lawmakers. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
FERC originally found 13 of the 58 studies for the proposed 700-foot-tall dam to be inadequate and told the Alaska Energy Authority to clarify them, and they provided a time extension to do so. AEA objected, saying that the delay would make them miss the 2013 field study season. Now, the field studies can proceed at AEA's planned pace. AEA spokesperson Emily Ford says the AEA was stunned by FERC's request, saying the study plan development had been a collaborative process with the participation of FERC and other federal and state agencies, such as U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and Alaska State DNR.
With 58 studies covering, I think it's approximately 3,500 pages, the Susitna-Wautana Hydro revised study plan is likely the most detailed and comprehensive study plan ever submitted in a hydroelectric licensing effort. So our position is we're committed to getting the information that's needed. However, we needed to honor the integrated licensing process and a timeline that allowed us to get into the field this spring and early summer in order to be able to begin a lot of these multi-year study efforts.
By reversing their decision to postpone the study determination, FERC has granted AEA the ability to proceed with its 2013 field studies. Jan Koningsberg is director of the Alaska Hydropower Reform Coalition, a watchdog organization that is monitoring the Susitna Dam licensing process. Koningsberg says the pressure brought to bear by the legislature and governor has politicized the licensing process.
The governor's letter went to the chairman of the FERC commission and was copied to the delegation and essentially made a demand that was delay is unacceptable. Well, once you make that demand, you're essentially saying that the process you agreed to is not really the one you're going to follow.
The comment deadline for the revised study plan was Friday, January 18th, and FERC says it will deliver their study plan determination to the AEA by April 1st. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.